This is what it should look like. By Liz.
A friend of mine told a story about a date with a guy she was really excited about. He stood her up. He then called her, begging her forgiveness and giving some excuse. She told him to get lost, telling him that he only gets one shot with her, and he blew it. Imagine what this woman would have done with a boyfriend who cheated on her. P.S. One could say she cleared the path for the next guy who didn't blow it and is now married to her and treats her like a queen.
Greg, I get it. By Adele, age 26.
I was dating a guy I really liked who played in a popular local band. After a few weeks of dating, he told me that he slept with some girl after one of his gigs. Sadly, a few years ago, I probably would have been so into dating a guy in a band that I would have just pretended it had never happened and forgotten he had ever told me about it. This time, I told him that it was cool. He's allowed to do whatever he wants. He just won't be seeing me ever again. It felt great.
If you don't believe Greg...
100% of guys polled said they have never accidentally slept with anyone. But many of them wanted to know how this accident could occur and how they can get involved in such an accident.
What you should have learned in this chapter.
There's no excuse for cheating. Let me say it again. There is no excuse for cheating. Now you say it. There is no excuse for cheating.
Your only responsibility in someone else's lapse in judgment is to yourself.
Cheating is cheating. It doesn't matter whom it was with or how many times it's happened.
Cheating gets easier every time it's done. It's only hard the first time when one feels the sting of morality and the guilt of betraying someone's trust.